And now, the world's premier authority on chromosomes located directly in your peripheral vision, Spike.
Hey, this week's show is brought to you by Dr. Captain Clark.
I'm hosting. The intro was wrong. This is not Spike. This is Clark. I'm hosting this week's show. We have a very special show for you this week. Spike's here, but he's not in charge. So you'll find out why that is in a few minutes. Right now, though, let me introduce the rest of the cast. And we're going to do it a little bit differently. Hey, Spike, how are you?
I'm glad you asked. You know what it is? I am sticking like I hit my finger
in
my...
Hey, Bill Schmatz. Bill Schmatz is also here. Bill, how are you tonight? Well, I don't know. Your mic's not on, so maybe that could help.
I am good. Thank you.
All right. And PW, how are you tonight?
I'm happy now that I see that Gasman's here.
Okay. And then Steve. Steve, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Okay, good. And then lastly, the Gasman, last regular cast member, back from his sojourn to Tennessee. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
All right. That's the whole cast. Now the introductions have been handled.
Wow.
So what was that? 30 seconds?
Oh, my God.
World champion effort.
You must have a lot of show prep.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. We have two special guests here tonight. Both of whom have been on the show before, one more frequently than the other. Well, let's introduce him first. Mr. John Jacobs, star of music, movies, comedy, more.
That's Jacobs, right.
How are you?
So much more. I'm great. How you doing? Good to be here at the Hooters in the tropical
storm.
Alberto!
Yeah, see?
It's scary.
This is the hurricane.
It ruined my freaking birthday.
It ruined your birthday? Explain.
They canceled the Margarita Festival.
Oh.
I was going to see one of my favorite bands ever clear. My favorite bands of all time were going to play on my birthday.
Well, that's a real shame. Our other guest here tonight is...
Moving right along.
The brilliantly gifted, also a comedian, also a filmmaker, award-winning filmmaker, legitimately.
What?
Yes.
Damn.
Please welcome Mr. Josh Santos.
Oh, hey, everybody. Hi. Welcome. Hey, thank
all right.
you. Give it up for me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We're going to talk about all kinds of stuff tonight.
Spike's got a question.
Spike's got his hand up like we're in school. So what is your question, Spike?
Oh, Josh, you an award-winning?
Award-winning.
Award-winning.
You know, you're on an award-deserving podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. This one is...
Yeah, we're deserving an award.
We did win one.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we did win one. But you can't rest on your laurels.
The best show on Radio St. Pete at 7 p.m. on Mondays.
Yeah. Most microphones in a Hooters at one time.
Yeah.
We have 9 right now? Jesus.
It's still an award, damn it.
There's a lot of mics.
It's so many. So, Gasman, are you okay with having your birthday ruined?
I'm alive.
Right.
I'm still depressed.
Yeah, you didn't get to see the plain white tees.
I don't care
Darn
about
it.
Them. They played on Saturday night. I didn't go Saturday night. I want to see Everclear.
Oh, he only cared about the band he wanted to see.
Right.
So
selfish.
Of course.
All right. Well, this show, believe it or not, has sponsors.
We
should probably acknowledge those sponsors by playing a loop of sponsor commercials.
You get to pull it.
The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you cool blues and entertaining talk 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by RadioSt.Pete.com, local internet radio from St. Petersburg, Florida. Today's hits and yesterday's favorites, 24 hours a day, StPeteRadio.com.
I brought the papers.
The official home of race fans.
Wow. He talked during the commercial.
So did you.
The rolling papers?
Yeah.
Wow.
And they're talking about illegal activity.
Allegedly.
During our sponsored,
allegedly.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, rolling what?
Yeah, really.
The newspaper.
Rolling oats.
Yeah.
Something.
Well, it's a good restaurant.
Yeah, we have two guests here tonight who have a lot going on. Let's just get right into that.
All right.
Let's go in order of the things that are going on.
All right.
John, I believe the first item that you have going on is a film.
Yes.
That's going to debut tomorrow night in St. Petersburg. Josh, are you involved with that film?
I just watched it today.
He just watched it.
Did you produce? Did you do anything with
it? He actually did sound in one of the
did
scenes.
Sound?
Yeah.
Who shot it?
Elijah Hernandez shot
it. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's tell us about this film.
Yeah, so it's a 25-minute short film, basically about a day in the life of just an average struggling comic, you know, kind of a washed-up, burnt-out guy just trying to survive and, you know, make life work.
What's the name of it?
It's called Living the Dream.
Oh, so yeah. It's an ironic title.
Yes, ironic title. You know, everybody loves irony. So funny.
And who's the star of the film?
It's me.
Oh,
nice.
Is this a truth documentary?
It's a truth documentary. Yeah, it's loosely.
I just made that up.
Yeah,
that's good.
It's loosely based on my life, but it's also exactly like my life. So, you know, whatever parts you don't like is exaggerated, and whatever you like, that's real.
So
there's a whole lot of stuff where you're just masturbating?
There is a masturbation scene in the movie, yes.
It's only 25 minutes long. How many minutes devoted to masturbation?
I'd say maybe a minute and a half.
Okay, that's
all.
Right.
I know, that's all.
You're fast.
Well, you know, it was a montage. I condensed it down.
Oh, I see.
Oh, yeah, like in the Rocky movies.
Yeah, the raw footage. You know what I mean by raw footage.
Yeah.
Ooh, it was raw, right?
Raw.
But, yeah, that was a 2-hour scene. We cut down to a minute and a half.
Oh, so it was a compilation.
Oh! Never heard that before.
Who else is in this film that our audience might recognize or not?
Well, the thing is, right after the film premiere, we're having a live comedy show with the comics from the movie.
Oh, my God.
We got Ashley Dudney. Yeah, what's up, man?
Do they also have masturbation scenes, or is it just yours?
Well, there's a simulated sex scene.
Ah.
Yes. So
it means it looks like.
Yes.
Wait, there's a masturbation scene and a sex scene?
Yes, there's a masturbation scene first. Oh, cool. Look, we're getting a big thing to live. As I'm saying masturbation scene, the weight just drops down.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, masturbation sex scene. Thank you.
a giant pedestal.
Yeah, no, it's good. You guys are going to love the movie. It's amazing. Santos, you know, approves. I think it's a great 25-minute short film.
Now, okay, so it debuts tomorrow at the Iberian Rooster establishment in St. Petersburg. Very hip, trendy establishment in downtown St. Pete, which is the personification of hip and trendy these days.
It is, yes.
This place has a basement.
Yeah, basement venue. Super
cool.
I know.
In Florida.
Yeah, it's just, one day it's going to collapse and we'll all be in there.
Yeah.
Kobe Bryant won an Oscar. Do you think this is Oscar worthy?
I definitely say it's Oscar worthy. Yeah. It's at least as good as Kobe Bryant's movie.
I like
it. I mean, me and Kobe have a lot in common, so, you know.
That's true.
Yeah. Now, great deep shots.
You stayed in a Holiday Inn Vail?
Yeah. Okay. That was me in a wig, actually. Yeah, that's why.
So y'all do have a lot in common.
Oh.
Now, what time does the event begin tomorrow?
Doors will be open at 8.
Okay.
We're kicking out a yoga class right at 8.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Right. That's how you know it's a good space. It's in demand, you know? Yeah.
Is it the goat yoga?
No. That's me in a costume.
Oh.
But,
oh.
Yeah, I jump on them. But, yeah, it's going to be yoga, kicking them out, 8 o'clock, doors open, movie at 9 o'clock. Show will start right after the movie around 9:30.
What's the cost for admission to experience this?
It's $10 online right now, $15 at the door. But, you know, if we know you, I'll probably just let you slide in for...
Yoga gear get in free?
Hold on a second. You said you let me slide in for...
For free-ish.
Oh, okay. Make sure you get that word there because you know me. Hey, I'm Spike on the mic.
Of course. I'll be like, I just saw you yesterday. Yeah. Listen, man. You're paying off the your ticket price is this beer right now. Okay, you're fine.
Oh,
but
nice.
The rest of you guys, I don't know about.
I don't know none of y'all.
Spike is fine. Maybe Clark.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I'm not in this thing, so
you know I can cut your mic.
Oh no.
So maybe
Summer
me.
Santa.
Maybe
me.
Schmatz had a question, and then I have an observation I want to make. So Schmatz, what's your question?
No, I just asked. I think you may have heard it, but does the yoga gear, since they were in there beforehand, do they get to stay in for free?
Oh no.
No.
They're out of there. Yeah.
Just checking. I mean, what if there's in that perpetual downward dog?
If it's a hot chick, she can do whatever she wants, as per usual.
Now, Spike.
Yes, sir.
You're expressing interest in attending. Are you actually thinking about going to this firm?
Yes. That would be on a Tuesday, right?
May I point out to you that the last time we attended a movie premiere, there was a nightclub shooting.
Oh, that's true.
So,
yes. That's true.
No?
You're over the post-traumatic stress of that event?
I don't want this to sound bad.
Okay.
And then they always go with the butt. I've attended two premieres with you. Huh? One was there was a shooting, and then one of them, the movie wasn't ready.
Oh, that's right.
Which is worse. Huh?
Yeah, which is worse. Okay, if you had those choices, if you could attend a movie premiere and you had a choice of the movie not being ready or there being a shooting, which would you rather experience?
Oh, I'd go with shooting.
Definitely shooting.
No. Which one bored me to no end?
The shooting wasn't boring.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, the no movie, I think, was pretty boring.
John, what are the chances there being a shooting tomorrow night?
Well, it's, I don't know, maybe 80%.
80%?
Yeah.
All right. So there's a good chance that we could have no shooting.
Who in the cast is most likely to participate in a shooting?
Probably Ashley D. Yeah. His scene in the movie is a fight, which is
that's not a scripted scene.
No, it wasn't a scripted scene. There's a scene in my movie where an actual fight breaks out.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and we just put that into the movie.
And you kept the film? Did you film it?
Oh, no, I was there that night, though. It was actually a comedy show that I was part of after the fight occurred.
Oh, yes, I think I read about
that. You can't have a mere fight stop a comedy show.
Yeah, we still had like six more comics after the fight. Yeah.
Well, who was filming as long as they were shooting?
I was filming during the fight.
Oh.
Yeah, that was a scene. That wasn't a scene in the movie. I just put it in the movie because it fit the story. Yeah.
Why wouldn't it fit the story?
Well, yeah, exactly.
It's a fight at a comedy
show. How does a fight not fit the story?
Yeah, exactly.
You got nothing on Tommy Wiseau, I'll tell you that.
So. Yeah, Tommy Wiseau.
How about Long John's from him?
Yeah, Santos met him.
Awesome.
Yeah. Wow. He signed the Long John's.
All right, so the film is called Living the Dream.
Yes.
It premieres tomorrow at Iberian Rooster in St. Petersburg. Tickets are still available, $10 in advance through what?
Eventbrite.
Eventbrite. Or you pay $15 at the door. Yeah. Or you can make friends with the filmmaker between now and then and get in for free-ish.
Yeah, you still got like a day.
You got a day to establish a relationship. After the premiere, where will this film be available for first seeing?
After we premiere tomorrow night, the film will be available on TampaNewsForce.com.
Oh, man.
Yes. We're going to
Now, how much will it cost there?
I haven't decided. Yeah, probably $5.
Okay.
I figured the definition of ish is $15.
It's in the range.
Yeah.
10 or 15-ish.
Before service charges.
A couple hundred-ish.
Yeah. There's fees. Handling fees.
Yeah, the fees really get you.
Yeah.
And trust me, I get no cut of that, okay? Don't get mad at me.
All right, it's not his fault.
It's not my fault.
What's the inspiration for... we mentioned you're a comedian. You've got an album of songs, which we'll hear some of those in the part of the show.
Yes.
Part of the soundtrack.
What inspired you to, like, now I need to do a movie?
Well, part of it was I was moving out of this apartment I had. We'd already filmed some stuff in there, and it was just such a cool living room I had made with all these posters covering the wall. Like, it really looks like a crazy, like, clown house or something.
It did look like a clown
house. But I was like, we got to film something in this house. And then we figured, why not do, like, a short film, Lucy, based about my life? And, Elijah Hernandez formatted the script and everything. We wrote it out. And, we took, like, a month to shoot it. We thought it'd be a week. It took us like a month.
Okay.
Thought I could edit it in like 2 months. Took me a year. Why is there a fight going on?
No.
Just a pretty girl coming by.
Yeah, we're talking about. Keep going. I'm sorry.
Pretty girl. That's why we were all not looking at you.
Now, Elijah's heavily involved in the film. He's not here tonight.
No.
But he's a kind of a mysterious figure in the Tampa Bay comedy scene.
Yeah.
You'll see him several times in a week, and then he disappears for long periods of time.
Yeah, he's a great comic. Yeah.
Why is he so mysterious?
That's just who he is, man.
Okay.
That's just who he is. But yeah, he'll be closing out the show tomorrow.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so he'll be doing like 20 minutes tomorrow. It's going to be great.
Oh, all right. Well, is there VIP seating?
For you, yeah.
It's called Get There First.
Depends how bad you want it.
That's chastity. One of those chairs you can sprawl in.
They have couches and stuff.
Yeah, they have
there.
To sprawl.
Very cozy.
Nice.
It's a very comfy atmosphere.
Oh, nice.
Fainting couch.
Yeah, fainting couch.
At the Iberian Rooster. Yeah fainting
just
couch.
Drag that to the front.
Is it going
to
be one of those projectors where they pull up the screen, like the white screen?
Well, they pull it down,
Oh, okay. It's down, off the wall. Over the chalkboard.
Yeah, pretty much. But it'll be a big
project. That's almost built in.
It's a must. I love it.
Yep. So, giant screen. Can't miss it. You'll see all the action.
It sounds like a full evening of entertainment for a very low ticket price.
I will say there's a minute and a half of action I'm not looking forward to watching.
No, you'll love that part. Trust me.
Okay.
As much as you think you don't want to see a man masturbate.
Yeah, I'm sure I don't.
Forget everything you know about watching a man masturbate.
I can see that anytime I want to. Like when I do it.
Yeah, exactly.
In the mirror, right?
Yes.
Well, who doesn't use a mirror?
But not in this 1080 HD.
Right.
Ooh, man.
You got me on that one.
Okay. I don't want to harp on that 1 minute scene.
Sure.
Who filmed it?
Oh, Elijah. It's okay. I mean, I'm not actually doing it, you know?
You mean you didn't shoot at POV?
It's simulated.
we simulated it.
Yeah.
I know it's a tough sight to see, but, you know, for the art, you know?
So it's a special effect.
It's
exactly. Yeah.
It's okay. It's some character acting.
It's very similar to the CGI dinosaurs in Jurassic Park.
Yes. And
this is CGI masturbation. Yeah.
Yes, there was an appliance.
Right.
That we was used.
We did a music video where there is an exact scene that's in the movie. That same scene, but with the dog.
Yeah. Was it to blister the song?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, that brings us to Summer at Southside. That's a project that's already been done. But
let me find the show's over music.
Okay, well, while you're looking. Yeah, that would end up. That would take us. The FCC doesn't care what we do. They would get involved in this case for some of those songs.
Yeah.
But Summer at Southside is the name of John's album.
Yes.
It came out some time ago, so that's a done project, but it's still out there and available. iTunes, all the usual places. I think we covered that story last time you were here.
Yep.
But let's take a break in the form of let's hear one of John's songs. It's a very short song. All the songs are very short, less than 2 minutes.
All right.
So let's hear one, and we'll take a break, and then we'll resume.
All right.
Yes. $2 for parking? What are you out of your mind? All right. I'll pay the $2.
And that was a selection from Summer at Southside. John, what was the name of that song?
That one's called "Are You Out of Your Mind."
I wouldn't have connected those dots.
It's a play on letters, so it's "Are You Out of Your Mind?"
Yeah.
Right.
What was the inspiration for that particular ditty?
I just like songs where people constantly say like, "What are you out of your mind?" And it's like, "Yeah, sure, yeah,
yeah,
yeah."
Yeah.
Ever thought about that before? Yeah.
No, I never.
Yes, the answer is yes.
All right, well.
These are really good headphones. I really felt that one.
Great,
thank you.
And I'm sure you heard that more than once, right?
Yeah, but this is the first time I experienced
it. You felt it, right?
Yeah.
There we go. Yeah.
Sounds great.
Well, you know, Radio Shack does do well.
Now, let's move on to the next thing on the event calendar, which I believe, tell me if I'm wrong, you might have something crammed in between two things, but Thursday night at the Improv in Ybor City.
Oh, yes.
There's a show.
Big event.
It's called Tampa News Force Live.
Yes.
Oh. It's a stand-up comedy show, but it's more than that. Tell us, John and Josh, we're both... Josh is more actively involved in this event than he is in Living the Dream.
Yeah, Josh, you opened this one up.
Yeah, Josh, tell us what we expect to see on Thursday.
Oh, Tampa News Force Live, that's just a culmination of everything that we've accomplished in the past year and a half, and we want to share it with everyone in Tampa because we are Tampa News Force, and we...
Now, what is Tampa News Force, for the benefit of those who don't know?
They don't know that, because I've looked it up. People don't know what it is.
Independent journalism, pretty much.
Just video journalism done right. It's the news of the future.
Done right?
Yeah.
I was thinking about something else.
Dirty mind, Spike. Yeah, what are you thinking of, Spike?
Because we're talking about doing the news.
Yeah, did we talk about that minute and a half scene too much?
No.
You got something on your mind?
No. I was just...
Damn.
She's that waitress.
Man, I got gas.
She's
I'm sorry.
On Memorial Day, everybody gets to drive loud cars.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I've seen Tampa News Force.
Yeah. And it is unencumbered by reality.
That's a good one.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. Exactly how I would say it.
Yep.
Okay, I'm sorry if you interrupted. Go ahead, continue on.
So Tampa News Force is unencumbered by reality.
100%.
It is what the people need to see, not what they want to see exactly.
So you're telling us it's a news organization putting on a comedy show?
There's some comedy elements to it.
Okay.
The thing is, you know, let's not pretend people can't be more than one thing here, folks.
Yeah. All right.
We're journalists. We're comedians. This is a rare opportunity to combine those two things with stand-up and pre-taped sketch and a crowd participation event.
Well, that's more than two things. That's many things.
Oh, that's many things.
All right. Just because I'm always ruining the show, but one of our listeners asked a question, so I'm guessing they know you or they've seen you. They says, "Does John Hare has his own mic?" And I want because we're a caller driven show. We like people to call and bother, so I wanted to know that we see you out there. All right, continue
on. Appreciate it.
So I don't know what I was saying.
Yeah, I always ruin shit like that.
But no, we're combining all those things. Yeah, we have a crowd participation. We're going to be doing speed interview / roast on stage, filmed live. You'll appear in a future episode of TNF. It's going to be the most wild show you've ever seen in your life.
Now, tell us about these sketches. I'm not sure we've gotten into depth when, in your previous appearances, about the sketch comedy
that you do. Yeah, me and Josh had been filming the interview segments before we even branded ourselves as Tampa News Force. And then Josh had access to some studio equipment. And we thought,
I would just take that with me from work.
That's called access.
Yeah, and then we would film maybe 20, 80 sketches in a night.
Yep.
Just like all at once, and then edit them throughout months.
Yep.
And then we would have just a large amount of content that people would see. Yeah, like months later, I would look completely different.
Oh, yeah.
And they can't actually prove
it's
that.
It's called art.
Yeah. Well, yeah. My work found out I was stealing the equipment to do these scenes. And they took that away from us, so we only have the 80 sketches that we shot.
But we get a lot of local comics involved. We constantly have new faces in our screen stuff. Clark is in a lot of our sketches.
Clark is
an avid player in the Tampa News Force community.
Yeah, we have our good friends, Tommy Gill,
Jorge Gonzalez.
Oh, would that be why those other people are as part of this show on Thursday?
Yes.
Biggest supporters of Tampa News Force early on, and you guys were in most of the
We have a lot of sketches with those three guys, and you're going to get to see the best ones cut like you've never seen in an all-new format.
So
it's going to be unforgettable.
Tickets for that event can actually be had for free.
Yes.
If you go to the Tampa Improv's website, which I believe is improvtampa.com.
You believe right.
That's right. Go to the show on the calendar page and click on it and use the promotional code TNF when you check out. Free tickets.
Free tickets.
What if someone just shows up?
If you just show up, we'll probably give you a free ticket.
Or pay $10.
Yeah, whatever. Listen, if you want to get in there that bad, you'll get in.
Yeah.
You'll
find a way in.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need the support. Like, just come out, bring everyone you know that's over 21.
As many people, even if they're not, you know? Yeah.
There's going to be some swear words, probably. Right.
There's going to be a lot of swear words.
Yeah. Do you accept black people?
Well, you mean into the show or like in my life?
Yeah, into the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, your life, we understand.
Yeah, well...
Because I was going to work that in at the end of the show.
Yeah, the improv's making a... Yeah, they're scaling back some of...
Somebody's uncomfortable.
Okay, all right.
It's going to be a less urban show at the improv.
All right, so some people aren't allowed. Okay, I understand.
Do you accept black people into your masturbation scenes?
Yes. There's a black guy in the movie. He's the one who starts the fight.
Of course!
Great.
Boom!
Oh, man.
So this show Thursday is Thursday night, May 31st, 8 p.m.
Yes. Right.
Doors will open at 7.
Right.
People are allowed in.
Black
at 9.
People are allowed.
One night only.
One night only, black people can come.
Wait, hold on a second. So I got to be there Tuesday and Thursday?
Yes.
Well, Tuesday's in St. Pete. Thursday's at the Improv.
And you're not allowed to come in until 9.
Totally different events. Yeah. Different totally event. Different.
Cool. Through the back door.
Yeah, really.
But, you know, don't shake a stick at the event between Tuesday and Thursday.
Wait a minute.
What,
I skip an event?
Is there an event between that?
There probably is.
Clark, how could you forget?
Well, let's talk about that event, then we'll come back to TNF Live. Because let's be honest, that's the reason you guys are here.
Of course, that's why we're here.
Do we need more music?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay.
I'm watching the clock here, so I'm mindful of this.
No, I just meant to fill in while you find out about the events.
No. John's going to tell us what Wednesday's event is. I have a feeling I know what it is.
You already know what it is. Wednesday's event, I can understand why it slipped his mind because it's such a staple of our week anyway.
Yeah, sure.
Every Wednesday, it used to be Thursdays, but every Wednesday now is Pokey's open
Pokey's,
mic
downtown. I see that.
The legendary Pokey's.
On Facebook land.
Yes.
Yeah, it's all the time.
Almost 2 years. Strong,
star-studded comedic event.
Yes.
Wow.
Is it still called Laughs at Pokey's or Punchlines at Pokey's?
Yeah, Punchlines at Pokey's. Now I just call it a comedy showcase. Yeah.
Now the reason I didn't mention this event is it's an open mic. It's all not as polished of a quote-unquote show as you're going to see.
Well, it's hosted by a clay horse.
I don't know what that means.
Pokey.
That's a reference to an old 60s cartoon show.
I thought he was insulting me somehow.
No, you're not a clay horse.
He's a clay horse.
But you're going to see a very professional event Tuesday, very professional event Thursday.
Yes.
Wednesday's a little more loosely structured.
Yeah. If you want to slum it Wednesday.
If you've ever wanted to hang around with comedians.
Yeah, which you don't.
Right.
Which most people don't.
You really don't.
Right.
But that's
what
Pokey's is for. Well, this is more productive than what we see at Pokies.
Okay. Oh, that's so good. Yeah.
But people are welcome to come. They have good food at Pokies.
Yes.
Typically, there's only one server, so you good luck getting the food.
Oh, right.
Right. But there is food there.
Makes it and that much better
you get it.
When you
get it. When you get it, you're more grateful to have it.
Yes. If you don't eat for a long time, McDonald's tastes amazing.
That's right. Ooh, it's really incredible. So that's happening tomorrow.
We're not going to play that song.
That's happening Wednesday. I'm sorry, I'm off.
Which McDonald's song? I have like eight.
The one about the Big Mac.
Oh, of course.
Yeah,
of course.
That's probably
that's
not
a crowd pleaser.
Yeah.
You guys are just blowing my mind. You got so many events. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Mm-hmm. And
Wednesday is totally free. That's just a bar you can just come to.
It's just a bar, yeah.
Yeah, there's no tickets for that.
Okay. By the end of the show, because this is your show, we got to recap all this in a slower pace because I'm slow.
I know.
And y'all just mind-blowing me. I was all set to do something.
That's why we're sort of going in order.
Yeah.
Sort of. We got derailed. I forgot about Pokies. That's my fault.
You haven't even brought up the best part.
What's the best part, Sandy?
Oh, what dropped yesterday?
Something dropped. What dropped yesterday?
No, I got that. I got that on the agenda. I have that on the agenda. Don't worry.
Oh, he's finally a man.
I'm not completely in the weeds here.
Clark called me so excited yesterday. Yeah.
I really was very excited.
He sent me a Snapchat of it.
Yeah.
It was a gift.
It was more
over
than a minute,
and over again.
It was less than a minute and a half. I'll put it that way. So.
Wow.
But it's less than something and a half.
Oh. So let's get back to the famous, the show on Thursday. Mm-hmm. It's being held at the Improv. The Improv is probably world famous mostly for the mobster's gold that is buried in the basement.
Buried underneath, yes.
Yeah.
We witnessed shortly
where
a
certain film was filmed, was shot, and where we found the mobster's gold hidden in the basement.
Nice. I've been in that basement. I never saw any gold.
Well, we were too lazy to actually dig it out, but it's down there.
We could feel its presence, though.
Yeah, there's an old-timey machine that plays piano music.
Yes, vaudeville music,
Yeah. Some of this may or may not be true.
Most of it.
There's no way Thursday won't be exciting, is what I'm saying.
Yes, 0% chance of that.
Comedy performances from Josh and John. Mm-hmm. Who's headlining?
I'll be closing it out, and then the crowd thing is going to be after my set.
Okay.
Oh, that's good.
So you'll see comedy sets from myself, humbly, Tommy Gill, who everyone loves Tommy Gill. He's the snazzy virgin.
Yes.
Jorge Gonzalez, who is very ethnic in a way. And then Josh and John. So five comedic sketches featuring all
Spike's
those people.
Gonna be there.
And Spike's got a question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Josh, you're a comedian too? I thought you was behind the scenes, the guys with the camera, the point and click thing. You get on stage and tell stories?
I do something.
He does something.
I'm not really sure if you can call it comedy.
All right. Okay.
Here's a little trivia for you.
It's like Shia LaBeouf art. You know, it's like live.
Standing there, look at him in a bag.
More like a motivational speaker than I am.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't do this, kids.
Yeah. Don't. Yeah. Do this. Yeah.
Yeah. Do as I say, not as I do. Yeah,
right.
Kind of stuff.
I'm a really good like role model for the kids.
Yes.
I can see that.
Because everything.
So
I've
you take your clothes off a lot.
He is a child model in commercials.
Role model. Yeah.
Now, here's a little Tampa Bay comedy trivia that people may or may not be aware of.
Uh-huh.
Josh Santos and I started comedy on the same day at the same venue.
Wow.
We're
no
comedy
way.
Brothers.
That's crazy.
No way.
Yeah. We traced it back. We both started on the same day at the same place.
Oh, my garage.
Was that the Tampa Pitcher show?
No, that was Double Decker.
Double Decker.
Oh, man.
That was the first time you did it.
No, was it?
No, yes, it was. Yes, it was.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Yeah, don't ruin it.
Clark's busted.
Okay, maybe it was Tampa Pitcher Show.
That little tidbit would have been more interesting if we would have had some dun-dun-dun music. But.
Well, I don't have access to that.
So I thought that counts. So.
Yeah. Was it Tampa Pitcher Show?
Yeah, it would have been the Tampa Pitcher Show 4 years ago.
Oh, then never mind. That trivia is completely invalid.
Yeah.
So,
You gotta back check your trivia.
You're full of it.
I can't. You know, listen. I'm in the media too. I can't be bothered with lots of fact.
I hear you.
You know, we're kicking you
when
off
you put
the
it
force.
Like that.
I
can still
news.
Be comedy cousins.
We're comedy distant cousins.
Listen, just both cut your hands and shake hands right now.
We'll have to do that.
Oh, the blood thing.
Blood brothers.
Yeah, I'm slow. Yes. Give me a minute. Yeah. It takes me a while.
All right. Well, forget I mentioned the trivia thing. I just ruined everything that I thought I believed in.
Well,
we're
going to
get out of here. Bye.
I don't know. I should just leave.
Well, we are right next to a highway.
Let's hear some more music from Summer at Southside and regroup from that debacle.
All right. Here it comes.
That's not it.
Here it is.
Any real race. Wait. There we go.
Any real race.
It don't matter if you win by an inch or a mile. Winning's winning.
We're gonna win so much. We're gonna win at every level. We're gonna win so much, you may even get tired of winning. And you'll say, please, please, it's too much winning. We can't take it anymore. Mr. President, it's too much. And I'll say, no, it isn't. We have to keep winning. We have to win more. We're gonna win more. We're gonna win so much. I love you, Albany. Get out.
Granny shifting, not double clutching like you should.
Now, first of all, I think it's really nice that you did a shout out to Albany.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Secondly, I did not know you were a gifted mimic. You sound just like that guy on TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, which one?
The one with the game show bird's host. Nest on his head.
The bird's nest.
The
yeah.
game show host.
Oprah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a wonderful song.
Yeah,
thank you, thank you. Yeah, those.
I like the when the beat dropped. That's what the kids said.
Oh, totally. Yeah, yeah.
That's,
yeah.
What the kids
that's a mix of Fast and Furious and Donald Trump.
Yeah,
which is who could tell the difference anymore? Am I right, guys? Ah! I'm doing a mic stand slam too. While I'm
saying. Oh, that's good.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess that's it. Good night, everybody. No, there's more. There's more.
There is.
So, yeah.
Of course, there's a lot.
Oh, yeah,
more.
We're only halfway through.
We still have more stuff to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the thing that
I feel bad. Right. Three people haven't said a word so far.
I know. Well, they're disinterested.
Oh, well, one of them left.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of them just left.
Yeah.
Schmatz is tuned out, yep. And Steve is just smiling peacefully to himself.
Like, well, I like Schmatz. Is that his name? Schmatz?
Bill Schmatz.
Yeah.
He looked like an extra in The Hangover.
I don't know, but it's ready to go. Yeah.
An extra.
Yeah. No, it's like, full on hungover right now.
Right.
And Steve showed up with a brand new stain on his shirt.
Yes.
So that's how you know it's a special occasion.
It's like a burn hole.
Oh, well, yeah, it's a burn hole, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, and my pocket's on the wrong side, too.
Is it inside out?
Uh-oh. Yeah, it is an inside. Is that inside?
The backwards?
Out? Maybe.
First of all, there's no pocket.
Yeah, I think it's on the inside.
It's on the inside.
It's inside out.
Oh, that's great.
Is that a cigarette burn?
No, it's a secret pocket. Yeah.
It's a secret pocket.
Yeah, but that would be on the opposite side. But is that a cigarette burn over your heart? Is this some like some kind of ritual?
Who put out a cigarette on you?
Yeah, it's a cult thing. I'm not allowed to talk about it.
Okay. See, he looks kind of like Josh Brolin as Thanos.
Oh, kind of.
Yeah.
See that?
Not Cable.
No.
It's Thanos.
Yeah, Thanos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the last project, I think it's the last project we have to talk about, is the big one, and the one that Josh sort of alluded to. Yesterday, we saw the first trailer, the teaser trailer
for
the short film Plane Train. Or, if you read it wrong, Planet Rain.
Oh, nice. Is that like Chocolate Rain?
It's a lot like Chocolate Rain.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Planet Rain's going to be a good movie, man.
But, the first...
rename it that.
Yeah, I really like that.
That's the remix. That's Planet the science fiction remix.
Man.
Steve has a question.
Yeah, what's up, Steve?
I was waving at the people that were honking as they left.
Right. All right, fantastic.
But, this Plane Train, this was actually Clark's idea. Yeah.
Sort of. It was sort of a collective idea.
Yeah, I guess. Well, yeah, it's because your friend, Emily at the airport.
Right.
Clark's got a connection.
That's good. He has an in.
Oh, so that's how y'all was able to maneuver throughout.
Here, you want to hear the whole story? Please. You want to hear the whole story? I have
please.
The whole
story.
Tell us, Clark.
Please. We attended
it started,
the... Oh, wait. We have a phone call.
Oh, live call.
Whoa.
This won't last long.
We are a caller-driven show.
Yes.
We're a caller-driven show with Spike.
It's actually,
as a host,
it looks
not
like
as
a real
caller. What can we do for you tonight?
Yeah, and it said, "Hey,
you better not do me phony."
I said, "Macaroni, you know that I adore you." And Macaroni said, "Yeah, you know what it is. Come on, baby,
so,
sing it with me. Here we go. Woo, put a little butter in me, baby."
So
let
hold on a second.
They hung up.
That's a South Summer Southside fan.
No, that actually was our toilet flusher, I think. And
they're a fan of the album?
He was a hip to the album, yeah.
Wow.
That's awesome. Thank you for that.
Actually, I thought they did like some ventriloquist stuff on me.
That's one of the more popular numbers on the album.
Yeah, Macaroni's a hit. People like Macaroni a lot.
I didn't play Macaroni because it had those words.
It does have some bad words.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Hey, we can't censor the callers.
You can't censor the people.
No.
Yeah, what would we become if we censored the
people?
We'd
be a third world monarchy, fascist communist thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can't do that.
But here's the story of how Plane Train started. We all attended the premiere of a certain movie.
Love yes. that movie.
And afterwards, we
Spike
felt like we needed to debrief.
Yeah, Spike was at that movie.
Yeah. So we attended the official after party.
You could have been at the after party.
Right. You should have come to the after party.
Wild after party.
Let's be honest. It was Titanic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was the movie.
Yep, Titanic 2.
So we attended the after party at a local pizza establishment, and Emily came with us. And by way of introducing Emily to these guys, who had never met her before, I mentioned that she's in a punk band known as Doll Parts.
Yes.
And that they had played a concert. All right. So that's going on right now.
Doll Parts.
No.
Doll
Parts. I just found out something. If you drip water onto the soundboard.
That's excellent.
It'll play music.
Huh. That's excellent.
Yeah.
So I mentioned that Doll Parts played a concert at the Tampa airport. Well, being as everyone is a comic, the first thing you think of is, why can't we perform at the airport?
Yes.
So then, and then I don't know where it got off the rails. Somebody said we should perform on the train.
I think that was...
What the hell is happening?
I wiped off the music.
It must be raining over there.
I think
he's waterboarding his board over here.
There you go. Yep. Yeah, Emily's idea, because she was like, we got a new train opening up. Why not do stand-up on the train?
We're going to do it on the minute-long train.
Yeah, we're going to do the little short trains, but then she mentioned there's a big train, and so we waited to do the big train. So Emily got us access in there. She validated our parking. She checked on us to make sure we weren't getting in trouble or somebody wasn't bothering us, and we shot footage for about 6 hours.
Yeah.
On a Wednesday or something.
Yeah, and I saw
Friday.
A bunch of it.
A Friday. It was a Friday.
Yeah, a bunch of it went on live on Faceland.
Yeah, we did do a lot of Facebook Living that day.
Oh, yeah. Great stuff.
But since then, the footage has been archived and waiting for the mad genius Josh Santos to do his magic on it. And yesterday, the world witnessed a trailer.
Yes.
Ooh, the first glimpses of actual footage from the movie.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, I saw it.
Oh,
where
can
we find it?
It's on YouTube.
YouTube.
If you search Plane Train, you're going to get a bunch of stuff from Atlanta if you just put in Plane Train.
Okay.
That's what they actually call their train.
What is the title of the trailer?
It's just called Plane Train.
Yeah,
Plane Train Teaser.
You guys went way out there, didn't you?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Grab us.
It's two good words, you know.
Plane Train.
Yeah, Plane Train.
Yeah.
How do you spell plane?
P-L-A-N-E.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
And T-R-A-I-N, the traditional spelling.
Oh, it's not just like an ordinary.
No, it's not a plane train.
Not an ordinary.
That is, as you mentioned earlier, Planet Rain.
It's also Planet Rain.
Planet Rain.
which actually is probably easier to remember only because the spelling issue of plane and plane.
Right. Yeah, some people could typo it and wind up with the wrong thing.
Yeah.
So that trailer is out there.
Go to YouTube.
Yeah.
And type in plane train.
You know how you'll find it for sure? If you search in YouTube under John Jacobs plane train, it'll bring it first thing it comes up.
That's the perfect way.
Yeah. But the trailer is about 2.5 minutes long, and it looks really good.
It's amazing.
It's similar to like if you were a Bridge fan and you went to search for Span King. And unfortunately, it came up with something else.
Or if you go to my website, penisland.com.
Yeah.
So Penn Island. Check that out.
Penn Island, yes.
If you like pens, go buy some pens.
You'll
Penn
find
Island.
What you're looking for is what we're saying.
Yes, you will definitely find what you're looking for.
Yeah.
But I'm seriously very excited about it because I knew it would look good. We had belief in the whole concept.
Yep.
And it looks at least as good, if not better, than I imagine it would.
Never doubted it.
Yeah.
Came out
Thanks
great.
Thanks to Josh, right?
Yeah.
Josh is truly a genius.
Yeah, Josh shot this whole one.
Josh did all the shooting. Josh doesn't appear in the film.
No.
Really?
No.
Yeah, this was the me strictly behind the scene.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because my first introduction to you, I had...
Oh, yeah, it was because...
I talked to you. I said, hey, you know, I would like to do some work with you. And he gave me the he gave me the number to McDonald's.
And he gave you...
Yeah. McDonald's store 1305.
Right.
And then I was like, okay...
I gave you my
you gave me wrong information.
My professional card.
Yeah.
All right, we'll go
There's
with that.
There's no telling what it says.
Yeah. We'll go with that. I was at McDonald's over there. It didn't work.
But the day consisted of John and I kind of walking around the airport, and then Josh would thought he would disappear, but he was running around with a camera shooting stuff, and then he would show back up again.
Yeah.
Yes.
And now it's going to be a film. It's going to be a film soon. Yep. And we have high hopes for putting it in festivals and everything.
Definitely.
Wow.
That one's going to, if you attach your name to it, Spike, we can win awards.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That's the goal.
Spike on the mic presents Plane Train.
Or EP, executive producer.
You could share that one award that we have, you know, about 7 o'clock
for a small
on Mondays.
10 grand.
Yeah, you give me 10 grand, I'll put you as EP of everything I make.
Nice.
Everything.
That's executive producer, you know.
Oh, I knew. That's what I said.
You knew EP?
I did the EP thing.
You knew that?
Okay. Whatever. You're the EP for this show, right?
Yeah. I am. Well, me and Gas Man.
Okay.
I thought it meant extra person.
Gas Man is out.
Okay. He has the largest name on the banner, though.
Yeah, on our banner, which we don't have displayed right now. Yeah. He has the biggest name on there.
Oh, really? Yes. Yeah. It says sure Gas Man in big letters?
Yes.
Okay.
No idea.
But it also has his real name, also known as The Gas Man.
I didn't make the sign, though, so they keep blaming me, but
it's
I didn't
like
make the sign.
It's like 10 feet long, just his
We're
name.
We're blaming you because it's your name.
That's great.
Yeah, really.
That's why.
Serious.
I like it.
Yeah. If you give me $15,000, I'll CGI you into the movie.
Oh,
yes.
That's good.
Yeah. What part would you like to be?
Oh, so you adding perks to this thing, huh?
Yeah.
It's like a crowdsourcing deal.
Different tiers.
Wait. Go fund me. Could you make me the second head on somebody?
Yeah, I can put you in the train.
Cool.
Like an old Rosie Grew movie with the
not
name.
Looking at it.
Yeah.
That's a good. Right. Why didn't we think of that beforehand?
All right.
That seems like a natural.
Yeah, Plane Train 2, we tried.
Plane Train 2, a guy has a second head.
Plus, yes. Extras.
I already talked before, I think, with you guys about it. Plane Train 2, Night Train. We do it at night.
Oh,
we got to do it at night. Yeah. Because that just sounds great, too.
You're
going to
have
train.
Grumpier travelers at night. So.
And I think new lineup, too.
You need Night Train Lane on it.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah, the famous football player.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
No, he's a radio guy.
Yeah,
right. Well, that Train Lane.
I think the football player came first.
He played football.
Or can you imagine?
That's why
he
got on the radio.
Maybe we'll get Derek Brooks.
Maybe Night Train 2, Night Train 2. Yeah, Plane Train 2, Night Train Improv Edition.
Oh, even
we
better.
We have an improv troupe do 5 minutes at a time.
Like, stand up on a train.
So funny.
Stand up on a train is not annoying. Now you have people like, hey, someone shout out a premise.
Yeah.
Oh.
Airport.
Yeah. Train.
I airport.
Listen, I don't want to be that guy, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say all these ideas are sole properties of the Spike on the Mic show. You know that,
yes.
Right? Because it's coming through your mic.
Intellectual property.
That's why you weren't invited to the after party at the pizza place, because you went on it.
I would try to take over.
Right. Damn. We wouldn't be able to do it.
Yeah, here's that EP credit.
That's right.
Actually, I was $20,000, right?
Actually, Spike, I got to admit something. You're actually part of Tampa News Force now. It's Tampa News Force presents Spike on the Mic.
Yes, you're actually a subsidiary of us.
Yeah.
So.
Wow, this is complicated.
You're gonna
business.
Have to hand over all your content.
Yes, I want your gun. Give me your gun
and your badge.
Yeah.
Give me your
you
gun.
Can keep the badge.
Keep the badge.
Keep the badge. We want the gun.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can still tell.
You're a loose
cannon. Did I agree to be a subsidiary?
Yeah.
Oh man.
Subsidiary.
I love it.
He's picking Spike again.
I love this.
Yeah.
A subsidiary.
The miswording.
You said
soup sub.
You said I'm a soup scenario.
Yeah, you're a
soup
scenario.
You make soups and subs for the team.
So I'm what is it called? Catering?
You're a Subway.
Yeah, catering.
Yes. Yeah.
You got that one.
You're like a Jersey Mike's. Yeah. Jersey Spikes.
Jersey Spikes.
Spikes.
Wow.
Jeez.
Where is the audience?
I don't know.
Get the show back on the track.
Oh, this is the show. We invited these gentlemen on here because they have a busy calendar this week, as you can see.
Yeah.
This is Monday. They're doing this show. There's stuff Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Stuff happened yesterday.
Boom.
Oh, my God.
Bang.
Yeah. So
we're 45 minutes in the show, and all we talked about is this. What these guys are doing.
I'm sorry.
That's why they're here.
Well, I know. That's what I'm saying. That's so much content.
We always give our guests all the airtime. We stick microphones in their mouth. And
thank you, guys.
They like it.
Yeah.
So
we do like it.
Wednesday, I'm going to St. Pete.
Tuesday.
Where am I going?
Iberian Rooster.
Oh, no, damn it. I'm going Tuesday.
Tomorrow
I have night. Breaking news.
Uh-oh, what's the breaking news?
The macaroni call was me from my sister.
Nice.
So that's he good. Said he thought that was the toilet flusher, too. So.
That's what PW said. Yeah. But, is my sister the toilet flusher?
Well, shout out to Clark's sister.
No, on the chat line, she says, my first call to the show, and it was a hit.
It was a hit.
Yeah. Was
thank
a hit.
You for that, Clark.
Yeah, thanks
sister.
For not flushing the toilet.
Yeah.
How many,
although, flush it later, but for sure.
How many brothers and sisters
glad,
you got?
Glad the gas man is back,
cool.
too.
Oh, good to be back. And don't pull the curtain back too much on the toilet flush.
Yeah.
No.
Exactly.
No, I was just piecing things together.
It's like a mystery that we've been here. So you guys don't know, we have somebody that calls the show every week, and they'll usually do a wacky sound effect like flushing a toilet, and then they hang up. They never interact.
That's pretty good.
So
it's so par for the course of the spike in the mic.
Because we are a caller-driven show.
But we're not.
Yes.
But we're not.
Yeah. When the tank's on empty, you need more calls.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. You know. Because we're here for the people.
Yes.
And Voice of Reason.
Yes, and Hooters.
Yeah.
And Hooters. Yeah,
and the Tropical Storm Alberto.
And black women who may want to attend dinner at Red Lobster with me.
Sure.
I guess I'm not a person.
And to get an award.
Yeah. I can't reach the beer tap.
Okay, so once again, Tuesdays,
Iberian
people
Rooster.
Going to St. Pete
in a basement.
Yes.
Going to
on Central Avenue, which is the cool street.
The
in
cool
St.
street,
Pete.
Definitely so cool.
Watch this. You guys have an idea what the address is?
Central Avenue.
Something Central Avenue.
Right, that narrows it down.
It's a restaurant.
The start time.
Doors at 8:00. Movie at 9:00. Comedy show around 9:30.
Do you know where the State Theater is on Central Avenue?
I'm going to go with new.
Okay, because it's not at the State Theater.
Hashtag DTSP, Downtown St. Pete.
Downtown St. Pete. That's
DTSP.
Right. Look for the huge line of people that are there to see a movie.
You don't need to get a trickle.
Yeah, you'll see.
There's no other movie theaters on Central
screaming
Avenue.
Screaming fans with face paint and signs.
Right.
You're going to see the red carpet.
Yeah, big red carpet.
Oh, nice.
Paparazzis.
Everyone is encouraged to dress up as their favorite character from the movie. So there will be people dressed as Natasha Sam Raimi.
Uh-huh, yeah.
You know.
Wait, hold on a second. Has there been a trailer for this thing tomorrow?
There has.
There is.
Yeah,
of course. I should have been listed,
there's a lot
Yeah, there's been a bunch of promo videos for it. Yeah, Santos is in one of the promos just dancing.
Yeah. That's my favorite. You know?
Yeah, it's a good one.
I bet it is.
30 seconds of me showing off my moves.
Yep.
Right.
Wow.
Well,
I don't care. So slowly we're getting the whole breakdown of the film. We know it's a minute and a half masturbating.
Right. Yep.
2 minutes simulated sex scene. Right. 30 seconds of Josh dancing. So that's 3 minutes, right?
That's only the trailer. Like, I'm not actually...
The simulated sex scene is not 2 minutes.
Oh, it's not?
Oh. It's a few seconds.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we could only do that so long on camera before, you know.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah.
So it's like realistic.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to stay true to myself.
Yeah, exactly. It is art.
Yeah.
So, as you said, that's tomorrow in St. Petersburg.
Yes.
They serve food and beer at this place? They serve beer, definitely.
Food and
full bar, right?
Full bar, full liquor.
Oh, man.
Yep, get wasted. Eat something.
Oh. Eat something so enjoy you keep your strength up.
Yeah, it'll be like a fancy movie theater, you know? Yeah. Watch a movie, eat, enjoy the show, get wasted. You know, extra money. Who knows what happens?
There's
no
telling.
Nice.
No telling.
Boring.
That's the rule. No telling.
No telling. You have to sign a waiver.
Yeah.
Oh.
It says you're not allowed to tell.
No telling.
Well, barring any unforeseen problems on my end.
The wind.
What's wrong?
Barring any unforeseen issues, I won't be there tomorrow.
Okay.
Can I ride with you?
Want to? We can go together.
Yeah, let's do that.
There you go.
Otherwise, I can't go.
Oh, man.
More guests.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
All right.
You and I,
or me and you, whatever's grammatically correct.
Whichever works.
Together
we will attend.
Yes.
All right, that's Tuesday.
Nice.
Wednesday, the informal gathering known as Punchlines at Pokey's.
Yes.
You know, come out if you want to. Don't feel like you're obligated to attend that one.
Well, I
Again,
think you
not
should
really
also
a show.
Always feel obligated to go to Pokey's.
Yeah, come on.
Unless your kid's like in the hospital or something.
No, I'm not saying. If you have to choose between events, though, Pokey's probably lesser priority than the other
Pokey's
ones.
Pokey's is lowest on the totem pole.
Yeah, because it's free.
But how many comedy things are really downtown?
Exactly.
Oh,
There's not much. None.
Yeah,
there's
none.
No comedy downtown.
It's
Pokey's. You're right.
Pokey's.
Yeah, thank you. That's true.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
We're not going to talk about
the
Cafe Hey. That's not downtown.
No, that's not. Yeah.
That's technically Tampa Heights.
That is Tampa Heights.
Exactly.
Heights. Which is even hipper than Central Avenue.
Yeah, the outskirts.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but downtown.
I know.
Downtown.
It's a lot like walking in New York and you come across the Comedy Cellar. You never know.
You go, what is this?
Jerry Seinfeld's inside working on new stuff.
Sam Tripoli and Jordan Rock are in there.
Yeah.
Little Raj is doing some time.
Raj.
Yep.
Tampa Bay's only 12-year-old comic.
Yes, we have a child comic and he comes to Pokey's.
Uh-huh. Oh, nice.
Dad encourages him to swear, so that's good.
His dad does comedy, too.
Yeah.
It's pretty much the same act for both of them.
Because isn't it funny anytime you do see a 12-year-old cuss?
Yes.
Oh, it's awesome. Yes. It's like, yeah, especially when it's self-deprecating, too. Yeah. You're like, oh, man.
Basically, that's a whole DCF situation waiting to happen.
Oh, you know? Yeah.
It's DCF. So,
exactly.
Department of Children and Families.
Oh, yeah. I think they
do
be
a
proud,
lot of
yeah.
children come to the shows.
Just a little Raj.
And yell
just
stuff like, he said poo-poo. Yeah.
No, but well, we should have that, though.
I don't
though.
Think I've ever heard a comic say poo-poo.
No, not a good one.
He was emulating a child seeing us.
That was it.
Really?
Yeah, that was a child excited.
Child
yeah. Well, I guess you're right. No guy would say poo-poo. Yeah, either way it works. Yeah.
All right,
yeah,
I'm going to start saying poo-poo.
I'll just start saying poo-poo.
You should. Yeah. You could be the poo-poo
I mean,
comic.
I say caca a lot, but I don't say poo-poo.
I'm going to start saying
poo-poo. So that's Wednesday.
Wednesday. I'm not doing a Wednesday thing.
Yeah, no, you don't want to do that.
Why not? Why not?
Because you're saving up for Thursday.
No, they allowed coloreds on Wednesday.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yikes.
No, he's saving up for Thursday.
He's the oldest guy on the show, and he's still living back there in the water holes and the fire holes.
Right.
Thing.
Yeah. The glory days.
Yeah. The glory holes.
Good, the glory holes. Yeah, the good old days.
I love how the sound just starts
playing. The water dripped on your song.
Perfect. After you said coloreds.
Yeah.
What are you out of your mind?
What are you out of your mind?
That's good.
No, Spike's not going Wednesday because he's saving up for Thursday.
Yes, you can only do two of our comedy events a
week. Another very high-profile event.
Sure.
Tampa News Force live.
At
the world-famous Improv.
Yes.
Man.
Home beautiful of Mobster theater. Gold, home of world-renowned comedians from all over the world.
A lot of people don't know
there.
This, but the floor, the stage of the Improv, the stage of it is repurposed wood from a high school in Tampa that Gallagher went to.
Oh,
I did not
man.
Know that.
Yes.
I did not know that. Why would a lot of people know
did
that?
Did they ever get the watermelon juice out of that?
Go smash your fruit outside.
Well, you know, I don't know if he was doing it in high school, but maybe that's where he started.
He was,
high school gym.
What high school was that?
I don't know. Might have been plant.
Because a lot of people don't know that. I always love when people say, a lot of people don't know that.
A lot of people don't know this.
So
that means it's not important.
Hey.
So the Improv
a lot of people don't know whether or not the president got peed on. That's
pretty true.
Yeah,
it's who
true.
Can even say?
Somebody's probably got a great cell phone video out there somewhere.
Somewhere.
Of
there's
the
no way it's not on
film.
Of the president 69ing a guy.
A lot of people don't know that. But what's interesting, though, hold on a second. What's interesting, a lot of people don't know that, but then you know it.
I know it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make more people know it.
So
be less than.
So if a lot of people didn't know it, somebody who knew it told you.
Yes.
Yes.
But he didn't tell a lot of people.
One of the few, yes. Well, he probably does tell a lot of people. But still, a lot of people don't care.
I'm still trying to figure out the logistics of how the Improv got its stage. The Improv is a national chain of comedy clubs, franchises.
Yeah. Right. I believe
they come to Tampa to open up a place.
I think New York was the first one, Improvisation.
So
and then L.A. was the second one, and then it spread.
And now it's a chain.
Yeah.
So they decided to open one in Tampa, and this used to be an old movie theater.
Yeah,
but it didn't have a stage, so they're like, well, we got to go steal a stage from a high school.
I actually talked to Jeff Ray recently about the history of the Improv. He's worked there for a long time.
Yeah, former
great
guest
comic.
On this show.
Yeah, great comic. Super cool dude.
Yeah.
But, he said it was movies. It was like a Latin nightclub. At one point, it was only like nudie movies.
Hello.
At the time.
Nice.
Yeah, it was porn movies. And that was like, that took over like the regular movie theater because that was more profitable at the time, I guess.
Well, that and the mobsters thought if people are busy watching nudie movies,
they won't
they're
notice
not going to look
gold
for the gold
being
right.
carted in and out in the back of the room.
Of course.
the clanging of bricks.
As we're stacking them up.
Clean, clean. What is that? Hey, just look at the nudie.
Hey, look at the rack on that broad.
Clang, clang, clang. Yeah, just piano.
There are a lot of people whose grandfathers associate clang, clang, clang with sex now. Because
and here's great, Clark. You'll never believe this either. So this, the way we joke about this crazy mafia gold being in the Improv, Jeff Ray, as he's breaking down the history, he goes, the rumor is that in every Improv somewhere, there's a gold brick.
Nice.
I know. I don't know where he got that from.
Yeah.
But he's like, there is a gold brick somewhere in every Improv.
Probably.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. Sure.
It just
proves
it's true.
Comedy's a crazy business.
A lot of people didn't know that.
A lot of people didn't know that. And a lot of people still won't after this.
All the Improvs have legit brick walls, or are they...
Well, that's a good question.
I believe they all do. I worked the DC Improv when I was 18, and they had one, and Tampa's had one. Every Improv I've been to's had one. Orlando's got one.
That's probably their look and feel, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like a firing squad.
It's real bricks.
It's real bricks, yep.
That's sort of a comedy club stereotype or staple.
Yeah, I don't know why
a brick wall.
Yeah, I don't know why we're... I think it's because, like, you know, you're supposed to be put in a place where there's no way out but the crowd, you know?
Oh, that could be.
You're backed into a corner as a performer, and you're going, my only way out is to crush.
That makes sense.
There's a place over in in Pinellas County that is not an improv, and they have a cloth backdrop of a brick wall that they put up.
Which place are you talking about?
Nice. Really? Yeah.
Is that an open mic place?
Pinellas?
No, it's an actual place that they present as a show.
Wait a minute. It would be so cool if they could open the bricks and you could come out. Yeah,
like Wile E. Coyote.
Like
so yeah, like come and see the brick wall, and also
find the gold brick,
and find the gold brick, and see some comedy Thursday night. With three of the five people performing are on this show right now.
Wow, what an epic, lineup.
What a confluence of people in one place.
My arm to fall off.
Yes.
So we don't have any black comics on the bill Thursday.
Oh, man.
We do have a
Jorge is really close.
Yeah.
Jorge's so then the you need them in the audience.
Listen, Santos is Puerto Rican. Jorge is Puerto Rican.
Still not black. Still not black.
Cuban?
Yeah, that doesn't count.
Still not black.
Listen, one Puerto Rican and one Cuban equals one black.
Not even close.
Not even close?
To white people.
Listen.
Close enough.
No, nothing's close to white people. Okay, let's get I forget we're in a restaurant, you know, I'm just shouting this out.
Right, right.
Yeah, nothing's close to white people. This is where they throw our stuff onto the highway now.
We have a minimum of one racist moment per show, though, so now that we've met that quota, we're
okay. But they don't have earphones, so they have no idea what we're talking about. Yeah,
we have to have multiple, because colored, I think, qualifies as
a racist. Oh, that's true. We did mention colors earlier.
Yeah, come on. Don't throw me under the back of the bus.
Yeah.
The back!
I see what you did under the back of the bus.
Under the back of the bus. Right. Come on.
Well, you know, a lot of people went all in on that one. A lot of people don't know this. But in the back of the bus is where the cool people
are. It is.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
It's where the funniest stuff.
Y'all know this?
Yeah. Of course.
A lot of people know this.
School. A lot of people don't know that.
I rode the city bus to school every day for 5 years.
Wow.
5 years?
Yeah.
And then your education stopped?
Yeah, what happened?
Does Samuel Jackson ride the back of the bus?
Oh, hell yeah.
Samuel Jackson.
Oh, hell no.
Owns what about Charles Barkley?
Charles.
I see what you do there.
Yeah. What Charles Barkley sound like on a bus?
Man, this is terrible. I'm on a bus. Shaq, come here.
I like to sit right up front where I can talk to the bus driver.
Well, just you have that privilege, don't you?
Yes.
Being able to sit right up front, wherever you want.
I like to sit in my car.
Yeah. I like to not sit on the bus.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah. Well, who do you talk to then?
The radio.
Myself.
Yeah. I sing along with Summer to Southside.
Yeah. You know, it's easier in the car. Then you can just scream the racist stuff
exactly.
As loud as you want.
The horrible stuff.
Nobody can hear it.
He's serious.
Yeah.
A lot of people can't hear this.
Well, we are in the final minutes of this show, which means we're in the final seconds of the show.
But it's so much fun.
It has been fun. We've departed significantly from the format from this show because I was made host.
Was it as part of the show prep?
No, there was no show prep. We just planned to come and talk about the stuff that John and Josh are doing and the stuff that I'm involved with as well. Because I'm selfish.
Interesting.
So
you did an awesome job hosting the show
tonight. Thank you, and it's fun. So if you like this format, you're welcome. If not, I'm sorry, we'll be back to normal next week. But one thing that we will stick with that Spike likes to do, let's go around the table and say, what did you learn from tonight's show?
Nope.
Spike.
It's what stuck with you tonight.
Well, we're changing that part, too. So we're not totally sticking to any of the format. You're the host regularly, so you'll go last. So let's start with Bill Schmatz. Bill Schmatz, what stuck with you or what did you learn from tonight's show?
There is a movie tomorrow night that's 23 minutes long that features a 1.5 minute feature action-packed masturbation scene.
Oh, that's so stupid.
25 and a half minutes long, okay?
I thought it was 23. It's 25.
No, it's 25 and a half.
My bad. All right, so I learned only half of that.
Yeah.
So you pay for 23 minutes, you get a minute and a half free.
Free.
Yeah. Steve, your turn.
Okay, Tuesday, a day in the life.
Nope. Living the dream. Close, we're getting there.
That's stuck
living
with you.
The dream. Wednesday, an evening at Pokey's.
Yes.
And Thursday, planes and trains.
Nope. But I appreciate
that. Not even close.
Not even real.
It's the thought that counts.
Yeah. Thanks for putting no thought into that.
Plane train.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important bulletin. The show known as the Spike on the Mic Show came to an abrupt and unexpected end tonight when the show's award-deserving host accidentally set his beer down on the main power switch, thereby cutting power to the entire studio. Although there were shouts of profanity, there were no injuries. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.